USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
History has been made in the United Kingdom. Charles III has been officially proclaimed King of Great Britain. He spent 7 decades as the heir apparent, officially becoming king when his mother, Queen Elizabeth II, died on Thursday. His Majesty paid tribute to her in his speech.
My mother's reign was unequaled in its duration, its dedication, and its devotion. Even as we grieve, we give thanks for this most faithful life.
Charles's eldest son, Prince William, is now the heir apparent to the throne. He and wife, Princess Kate, assumed the titles Prince and Princess of Wales. In a short statement posted to Instagram, William said that he will honor his grandmother's memory by supporting his father in every way he can, adding that while the world lost a leader, he lost a grandmother. The Royal Palace says the funeral for Queen Elizabeth II will take place on Monday, September 19th. The Kremlin says it's pulling back troops from 2 areas in Ukraine's Kharkiv region, where a Ukrainian counteroffensive has made great strides in the past week. The news comes days after apparent advances by Ukraine in what's considered the biggest battlefield success for them since they thwarted a Russian attempt to seize the capital at the start of the war nearly 7 months ago. UAW members are on strike at the Stellantis casting plant in Kokomo, Indiana. They're concerned about health and safety issues, including the company's alleged refusal to repair and replace the plant's HVAC system. The 35-acre facility makes parts used in the powertrains of Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles. The 3-week losing streak for Wall Street was broken on Friday. The gains put a fine point on the holiday shortened week, which saw the market regain some of the ground lost. You are listening to USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
An update on an incident where a Brigham Young University fan allegedly hurled a racial slur towards a Duke University volleyball player. That fan is in the clear, according to USA Radio's Tim Berg.
A fan is no longer banned from all BYU sporting events after an investigation found no evidence to support an alleged racist incident. The fan was initially banned after a Duke volleyball player claimed he shouted racial slurs during a game last month. BYU officials announced they found no evidence to back the allegation after reviewing all security footage and talking with over 50 people in attendance. The university said the investigation was as thorough as possible, and they invite anyone with evidence contrary to the findings to speak up. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The defense for fallen R&B superstar R. Kelly has rested in the singer's federal trial in Chicago. Before the side finish, Kelly's co-defendant and former business manager Daryl McDavid ended 3 days on the stand, testifying to his belief that Kelly did not abuse minors, then said he started to have doubts during the trial which began last month. The two men are charged with fixing Kelly's 2008 child pornography trial, at which Kelly was acquitted. Repeating the main point for this hour, King Charles III is now officially Britain's monarch. The funeral for Queen Elizabeth II is now scheduled for Monday, September the 19th. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.